Hey friends, I'm Scott Hanselman, and it's another episode of Azure Friday. I'm here with Julie, who's teaching me all about Azure Maps and some of the cool stuff we can do with the REST APIs available. And you're going to talk to me about traffic APIs right now.
Traffic, one of everybody's favorite things.
Highlight of my day.
For these ones, I'm going to focus on LA because I knew that we would have lots of traffic data from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
So the first thing I'm going to show you today is traffic flow segments.
Okay.
And so this one will return the information back about a particular traffic flow. So it tells you delay times and things like that. So what I'm showing you here, the query has the location. So mm-hmm. I've passed it a latitude, longitude, and I actually picked the Los Angeles freeway, Highway 10, because mm-hmm. I knew that would probably have some traffic information. And so I'm going to send this back, and I said units, miles per hour. You can also get, you know, kilometers per hour if that's what you'd like to see.
Okay.
So I'm sending this, and I get some information back. So it's got the free flow speed, which would be 61 miles an hour, but the current speed's 58. It's actually not too bad right now. Maybe it's some early morning traffic.
That is surprising in LA. At
Exactly. So you can see the difference here, though. This helps you identify what it's normally like and what it's like now, and so you can see that there's delays. So this probably wouldn't look too bad.
Mm-hmm. And I see that free flow speed and current speed makes sense,
mm-hmm.
where it's like free flow, assuming that you're all by yourself, it's Sunday, it's 2 in the morning.
Exactly.
Right? What is that current travel time, free flow travel time?
So that's telling you that right now, if you were on the road, it's going to take you this long.
Okay.
So a little bit longer.
A little bit longer.
But not too bad.
That's not bad?
Yeah.
And then the coordinates are the coordinates of, you said the segment, you said traffic mm-hmm. segments, and that confused me a little bit.
Yeah, so it picked a segment, and since I passed the point for Highway 10 mm-hmm. within Los Angeles, it's showing me for this particular segment with this latitude and longitude, this is the information about that segment of the road.
I see. So if I can paraphrase and understand that, you have a latitude and longitude that you passed in. That is a point mm-hmm. on a road, in this case a highway in Los Angeles, and then it takes a segment of that road of some reasonable but arbitrary length.
Mm-hmm.
Is it miles long? Is it 10 miles long?
It's miles long.
Okay. And it's centering on that and saying, a segment about this big in that area.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds like there's a lot of information there, though.
Yes.
Okay. What else can we query?
All right, so the other thing you can look at is details for an incident. So this is showing you flow, this is showing you how things are moving along, if it's slowing down, but you also want to see details sometimes.
Okay.
And so details can be anything from, you know, traffic backups to there's a pothole to there's road work happening or there's a road closure.
Okay.
And so all the types of different incidents that you can have while you're driving. So for this one, I also passed a location in Los Angeles. So I want to see all of the traffic incidents within that particular area. And I passed a bounding box. So I said, within this area, I want to see all of the traffic information, the incidents for that area.
Mm-hmm.
So here we can see we've got some points of interest back. And we've got some details about, here it says slow traffic. So this tells you for this particular segment right here, you're going to have some slow traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see if we have
and that is an incident. So the traffic is slow enough at that point that it has been upgraded to an incident.
Yeah, and there is information about that. Then there's this thing here, stationary traffic. So maybe people are completely stopped.
That's what we expect to see in LA.
Not a good thing, yeah.
Okay.
So you can see all different types of incidents that will be returned back here, another stationary traffic.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was road work going on, you'd see that as well.
Oh, there you go.
Here's an accident.
Sorry.
So we found an accident.
I see. And then if I were rendering this myself, mm-hmm. I could go and put this on the map with whatever icons I want,
yeah.
and I've got all the information I need to render any one of those incidents.
Yep. You could have a pop-up that shows whatever information you want to pick from here to display as well.
Mm-hmm. And then even if I was putting this into hardware that was in my fleet or in my car, I could choose to let people know that it's coming, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
pop it up on a display somewhere. I
yeah.
can do anything I want to with these APIs.
You're going to be close to this incident or you're going to slow down pretty soon. Yep. It's all customizable.
Very cool.
So the other thing that we provide is these tiles. And so I have this raster flow tile, and that's a static image.
Mm-hmm.
And let me send this, and this is going to turn a visual.
Raster flow tile.
Yeah. So this is how you would visualize what we had returned back from that first call.
Mm.
So if you see there's these two green lines, and this is actually showing that it's not too bad right now. So the flow is green because there's not a lot of backup, and it's showing for those segments, this is what that would look like.
Ah, okay. So you're sending you the API, mm-hmm. the Azure Maps API. I've sent me that tile that I can then choose as the renderer to put on my map or my mobile app or whatever.
Yeah.
You did the work for me.
And you can use this as a layer. So you can layer this on top of whatever you want to show this on top of.
Interesting. And the this is that segment where I was asking about, like, about how long it is. Mm-hmm. It's about yay long, is how we know now.
Exactly. We can visualize now, but here are what those segments look like.
Interesting. I like that that's not something I had to do myself.
Mm-hmm. It's much easier to just use a tile that gives that back to you.
Mm-hmm.
So we also have one for traffic incidents. This one's going to look a little bit different. But this one kind of shows the direction of the thing. So if you see the arrows there's the red and there's an arrow. And this shows the details of the incident that you could also layer on the map. And this is just one visual, but it's an option that we provide in a tile.
Interesting. It's interesting that it's a tile because it is cut off like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it is just a section of what you might want to see. So you might need to call this API a couple times to get multiple tiles back.
You provide the bounding box, and so you say, this is the section that I want to show this for.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
The other thing I want to show, so let me show a visual of this. So this is a sample that's available, and you can get this in the notes for the video. But we will show you how to use these layers.
Mm-hmm.
And that flow one that I showed, you can see that on this map now. So the freeways are looking pretty good, but the surface roads, the flow is not so great right now.
That is a really rough looking town. That is interesting, though. That's kind of a little bit the opposite of what I would expect. Can you click flow and turn it off and on again?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, and you can see the tiles pop in, and you can see that they line up perfectly up against each other.
Exactly.
That is very cool.
And then we also have the incidents as well. So let me remove the flow first,
mm-hmm.
and then let's show the incidents. And so you see a few of those
accident.
Things
there's
that we
that
saw.
Accident. Yeah, there's the construction.
Yep.
Do you provide the icons too?
I don't think we provide those.
Yeah, but I have total control of what I want to do. I could build my own maps for my enterprise application.
Mm-hmm. And you can create your custom icons and how you want to show this.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to this, we also consider traffic when we're doing routing.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to go back to Postman and show you a routing call. So the way we do this is in the routing call, one of the parameters that you can pass is, say, traffic equals true. So that means I want to consider traffic when I'm getting my route back. So don't give me a route that is going to take me 50 minutes when there's a route maybe that takes me only 30 minutes.
Right, right. Don't send me an idealized route in a world where I am the only one on the road.
Exactly, because it's never the case.
Indeed.
And so for this, I'm going to send this and get that information back.
Mm-hmm.
And since I said traffic equals true, scroll down here, I'm going to see information about that.
Traffic delay in seconds.
Travel time in seconds, traffic delay in seconds. And it'll show you that about the different legs of your journey, the different legs of your route.
I like that. And here it says departure time. So you can imagine yourself building something that says, well, I need to get here by this time, work backwards, or I need to leave at this time. Let me know when I'll get there.
Exactly. It makes it even more helpful. And this particular route that I did here was a long route. So I did a route from Rome, Italy to Vienna in Austria, just to get that information about traffic.
How long did that end up taking?
Let's see.
1,800 seconds?
Length in meters, travel time in seconds, yeah.
Yeah, that's a while.
38,000 seconds.
A couple days? I don't know. That's a good question. We should ask Cortana. 38,000 seconds. Divided by 60 seconds, 600 minutes, 10 hours.
Yeah, you could do it in a day. Not the best.
Yeah. Well, you can drive like that in Europe.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right, so we can get started with this ourselves right now. We just go into the Azure portal, we set up an account on Azure Maps, and we can go and call these things. Great docs, great examples.
Great.
All right, thanks so much. I am learning all about the great REST APIs that let me conquer traffic here on Azure Friday.